women from a variety of agricultural science backgrounds were among receivers of this year's award fellowship, the African Women in Agricultural Research and Development. Vicky Wild is award's executive director.
All of our fellows are working on pro-poor research, from climate change to indigenous vegetables to plant breeding to post-harvest processing. And they share one passion, to change the face of agriculture in Africa.
Wild says the two-year fellowship helps top African female scientists strengthen their research and leadership skills to alleviate poverty across the continent. Since 2008, 180 women have been chosen from among 1,500 applicants. Ruth Amada, a senior research officer at the Kenyan Agricultural Research Institute, KARI, is one of this year's winners.
I'm a plant pathologist. I'm working on diseases affecting passion fruits, cassava, sweet potato, tomato, and millets.
Amada says her goal is to improve food security despite Kenya's often harsh weather conditions.
Two-thirds of Kenya is semi-arid. This means that you cannot just grow anything, anywhere. I'm working on crops like cassava and sweet potato, and these are crops that can tolerate harsh climatic conditions. Coming up with varieties that are tolerant to viruses would contribute towards higher yields.
Amada says she also hopes to learn from other African women scientists. Mabel Mahasi, for example, a soybean specialist, was fellow in 2008.
What award has done for me is to train me and empower me to get out there and do a lot of mentorship, especially with young girls who are trying to get into science. I'm trying also to tell these young girls that don't avoid agricultural-related courses, because the destiny of this country depends on agriculture, which actually contributes about 26% of our GDP.
Mahasi says her first mentors were her parents.
I got interested because every time Dad traveled, he came with a plant. And he came with different varieties from different regions. Like, we have a banana which still lives on at our farm that has long shelf life, introduced from Uganda. We do have yams that are introduced from eastern Kenya.
Mariam Mbumi, a nutritionist from South Africa, was a fellow in 2009. She concentrates on malnutrition among children under five and women who breastfeed.
Protein energy malnutrition is one of the biggest problems in Western Kenya. And also that goes together with iron deficiencies, and vitamin A deficiency is also a big problem in Western Kenya.
Mbumi says it is important to solve the problem with a diverse approach.
I'll use all avenues. I'll use other traditional foods and also traditional vegetables, because they grow. They grow easily. The farmers can grow them in their kitchen gardens. They don't need to pump chemicals into them. So it's easy to motivate them to grow them, and they also know how to cook them.
Awards Executive Director Vicky Wild says the fellowship program's short-term impact is clear.
We're already seeing sharpened up scientific skills ranging from fuel briquettes made out of waste in the slums to poultry breeding that may fight avian flu. Innovations that are relevant to Africa, but also relevant to the world.
Female farmers play a big role in African agriculture. The Kenyan research firm ASTI says women make up 60% to 80% of the agricultural force in Africa. The 180 women who have received fellowships have come from 10 African countries. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.